podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy. The views and opinions.
BoxingBuzz.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got you.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style.
Hold on. Yeah. Total disrespect. They don't got no class. I sacrificed a lot to get this title. Know what I mean? But I still get discredited. It's all good. TBV, Border Wars, we back. The smack talk continues. Who's going to stop me? 2-0. I should fucking go get the belt. I swear, it's right around the desk. I should go get the fucking belt, but I'm not even going to do it. All I'm going to say is registration is open. All you chumps talking slick. I remember an old school song. I'm about to show my age, Matt. Punks jump up to get beat down. All right? Registration is open. No motherfucking intros necessary because on this panel's nothing but warriors. Regardless, my record being perfect and being the Floyd Mayweather of this panel, it don't matter. They just as much as winners as me. They just as much winners as me. We're going to introduce the 0-2 Matt. Trying to sneak behind my fucking back and get an immediate rematch when that clause was not in the contract. TBV Promotions and sanctioning body not allowing that to go down. Negatory.
There's other sanctioning bodies, by the way.
Got my man Doomsday in the cut. Fiending for somebody to sign a contract. You know what I'm saying? People saying he signed, he want the fight, but all of a sudden they can't make it to Florida. I'm checking fucking plane ticket prices. It's cheap for everybody. Fucking Fugatti all the way in Texas paying $217. There's a lot of ducking going on, man. What's the title of this show? Border Wars Update, BW3, Season 3, Border Wars. Where your balls at?
Tune-ups, rematches.
In Florida. Rematches. Oh, that must have been the producer put that. Ain't no fucking rematch going down. You know what? Make a case for your rematch. You lucky I ain't got no sound bites. I would have put right now the little sad song.
Did I not give Warren a second chance?
What?
Did I not give Warren a second
chance? Yeah, but those were called for.
Yeah, and that was situational, bro. Warren didn't get a second chance. He got a second chance morally.
He got a chance to redeem himself, actually.
And he fucked.
I don't get that chance when I had a close loss, a majority decision loss, okay? That was the same close fight that you had, Ness. Just one went the other way.
You did not have a close fight, man.
Nah, you ain't have a close fight. You were gassed out, and nobody believes you.
There's tons of people that believe me. Ask all of Team Canada that said it was a close fight. Even Team Warren. Canada,
yo, don't you see what's going
on? I know you're amped. Tennis, Ness. Warren has personally texted me that it was a close fight and he would love to give me the rematch. So Warren says it's close.
He basically told you, Matt, I would love to kick your ass again.
You got your ass kicked in every round. Not me. That was you, homie.
But I'm not saying, listen, I'm telling you the perspective that he's coming along.
A unanimous decision loss. You did, homie.
First of all, I didn't get a unanimous
decision. You came in 30 pounds overweight. You did, homie.
See, you're taking it personal. You're taking it personal.
Hey, you're making it personal.
You're taking it personal. No, I'm not. You
got Doomy over here. Where's all the power at?
You got chipped the hell up.
You can't knock out a computer.
So you have to climb back up the ladder. You have no say in your next fight.
Wait a minute. Let's get this under control.
You have no say in your next fight.
You have zero standing, Mr. Donut Face.
Oh, you guys are in two different divisions. Let's get this under control. It's all right. It's all right. I know. Listen, this is what Border Wars does. This is what Border Wars does.
Shout out to Eric Cruz. We don't just call out people. We book flights too.
That's right.
Ooh, where's that shot going to?
But Texas, I don't know. They don't want to fight Doomy. They don't want to give me a shot. And Marvin himself literally put in the chat, I want a cherry. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, Marvin said that.
I think he said I want a tune-up.
Marvin is the body snatcher. He was.
Did he say he want a tune-up, Matt? You know I'm dyslexic. Did he say he want a tune-up?
I thought it was a tune-up. It could have been a cherry.
I mean, look, tune-up, cherry sounds like the same thing to me. When you're talking about Danny Garcia, if he asks for a tune-up, they call it a cherry.
Of course. Damn. So Marvin's coming off a good win where he overwhelmingly won the fight, I would say.
He didn't take any damage at all.
No.
No. No. He got tackled into the ropes. That was about it.
Now, Doomsday, I mean, look, Matt didn't want to make a case why he felt he deserved the rematch. Instead, he felt like taking shots at us was a better round.
I wasn't allowed to.
We'll give you a double back chance at that. Don't you worry. Okay. But now it's Doomsday's chance to make a case. Not even a case. Doomsday, can you make logic as a why Chris, who has 5 amateur fights from, California, wherever at in California, isn't jumping at the bits to fight you coming off a loss? And even Marvin, who weighs 214, and you being under 200, Marvin coming off a loss with a big win, and the fight was offered to him. Because you know what? Jose makes a case, because I know that you're a nice guy. His name is Doomsday, but it should be fucking nice guy, because he's going to say, oh, no, Team Texas. Oh, I'm in their corner. Oh, Cruz. Oh, no, we're boys. Oh, but listen. Canada fought you.
God, do I really look like that?
Team Canada fought you.
100%.
Team Canada fought you. Team UK fought you. So Team Texas shouldn't be excluded, and Team California shouldn't be excluded.
I mean, it seems as though most of the states have stepped up to the Doomy Challenge. UK got the flyby and caught the win.
Not to interrupt you, Doomy, but let's be honest here. Mitty and Russian Conor McGregor from Canada both have different economic situations than Sal's boy Chris and Marvin, who just bought a house and his wife is expecting.
We got to take that into account. Congrats. Congrats on many things tomorrow. I guess Marv's plate's kind of full. Maybe that's why he's trying to ask for this cherry. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Marvin the cherry. I mean, he ain't dubbed me as somebody that would pick cherries. If anything, you know what I'm saying? He has some grit, and
maybe he doesn't want a cherry. Maybe he wants a stay busy fight. But all right. So are you saying, Matt, because you're speaking for them, are you saying that you've been relayed some sort of message that Marvin is saying he could make Florida dependent on opponent? Because, again, it sounds like Sal. It sounds like Sal. Sal saying he wants 145, and all of a sudden he could come to Florida for a title fight. But at 140, he can't. I don't get it.
Again, I'm not going to talk about Sal because, again, we're going to just talk about the subject of Chris and Marvin with you, Doomy, in Florida. I have no idea what Marvin's plan is, if he can take a fight that's of lesser quality in Florida, if that's the thing, because I don't buy that. If you can't do it with money and timing and with your life situation, you can't do it, period. With Chris, that's what it seems like. I've never heard Chris say that he can fight somebody else in Florida. He said, I can't do Florida. I can't do that time. That's what Chris said. Yeah. So,
like I said, I don't know. I don't talk to the kid. I don't know much what's going on with him, what he's wrapped up in. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that him being an amateur fighter, I mean, he shouldn't feel any no type of way. I mean, if he doesn't want to step up to the plate, that's what he wants to do. But
he doesn't want to. Maybe he can't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure if we were in his backyard right now and we threw on some gloves, he's a fighter. I'm pretty sure he'd fight me. That's what fighters do.
If it was in California, I think we can make it.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to have to make a poll. See, the thing is, should we cater to California again? How many fighters are coming from Cali?
I don't know. Registrations are still open, man, and anybody could still step up.
And why would we continuously fight in Cali? Like, it's border wars. We have to go to all the borders.
Bro, I got to be honest. I had a great experience down at Cunningham's, man. I think it was a great look, great feel for everybody. We were at the beach, you know what I mean? It was a good time. The gym where we held the fight, so it was very, very, it's an open area, a lot of space. It was a good experience down there.
It's bounced off my mind quite a few times. Like, wow, would Ken Porter let us do it in Vegas? But then Vegas has no water, man. You got to be like, you got to go to a pool party and shit. Like, who the fuck does that?
You're basically in the desert. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
But they do have free weed. Just throwing that out there. Not free weed, but legal weed.
Look at that. Look at that. Eric Cruz said, Cali saved money on this border wars. Team Texas keeps traveling. It's true. It's true. I mean, look, Eric, the thing is, we were going to bring it to Texas. I wanted to bring it to your hometown. But, brother, in July, all that's going to happen is that you're going to melt us. I mean, in July, I've been to Texas on June 29th in 2009, bro, and it was 104 degrees. What is it going to be like in July? Put that in the chat. You know what I'm saying? If not, we would have went to Texas. But it's just like, how do you learn how to breathe in that climate in another city or state and then come fight in Texas? It's like, all right, you've been practicing in Antarctica. Now you got to fight in hell.
Yo, and let me tell you something. Like, traveling in like Enrique did, you know what I mean? He flew in the day, and the next day he fought, and then he flew right out. I mean, it takes a little time to kind of adjust from that.
Yes.
Light. Like, believe it or not, I mean, even though it's not like it's like.
Especially entrepreneurs. I mean, we don't have normal sleeping patterns. Like, I mean, look, at this point, we all work in the boxing industry. So everything I say is an excuse, but let it go on the record that it's an excuse. I said to you before we even got in the ring that I felt sluggish. It could be the time zone, staying up late with you guys, smoking, being happy that we were all seeing each other. And then, you know, the next day, your body kicks into gear and it's like, yeah, we're not really going to get into every gear that you think you can get.
That could be a possibility. Of course, you know, nerves, you know, anxiety, stuff like that obviously plays a factor in the fight. But in terms of location, I understand everyone else that's outside of California wanting it to be somewhere else than California. California is a little bit expensive. And for guys like you in the East Coast, it's a cross, you know, national flight.
Heavy hour trip, 6 hour, 4 hour trip.
But you got to think about it this way. For guys in California to go to Florida, it's the same. And it's almost guaranteed to have a connecting flight to go to Fort Lauderdale. So it's going to be, it's for no matter what, wherever we pick, somebody's going to get screwed out. Somebody's going to be unhappy. That's the effect of having a boxing event. Not everyone's going to be happy with where we pick the venue, but we have to pick a venue that's going to accommodate the most people and really accommodate the event most overall, not really the participants.
Very true, because the event needs to be the best that it can be. Asking for the link. I will pull it in the chat, but the link is www.thaboxingcommonspeltvoicecommonspelt.com/border/wars. I will put it in the chat this very moment. All right, so we do have a couple of fights signed that are very exciting. I'm very happy about that. So far, we got a unification bout with two undefeated fighters, which, you know, if you're part of Border Wars and
this fight's signed already?
Oh, yeah, bro. If you're part of Border Wars and you're on the inside, you're part of this committee the way me, Matt, Doomsday, Jose, et cetera, you know, you're feeling proud looking at this this little image graphic of two undefeated fighters.
It finally came together. This was a marination. We marinated this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Like, it took two entire events to get this fight in order.
Yo, a guy like Robert Ortiz has to be on the outside looking in, looking at this graphic.
He's the Lucian Butte of Border Wars.
Yeah. He's on the outside looking in at this graphic with multiple, you know, belts. Let me just put this thing on here. Here's what we got right here, ladies and gentlemen. Take a quick look at what Border Wars 3 is already bringing you. And you have Jose, the WBC champion, El Loco Sanz. He's 2-0. And he's taking on Eric, son of God, Cruz, also 2-0, who is the Ring Magazine champion. So TBV already producing a unification, and I wish I had my applause soundbite, Matt, because both of these men will be fighting at 185, and both men were heavier than 210 pounds before joining Border Wars. Both men were heavy. I mean, anyone that knows Jose knows he was a pudgy little Canadian. You could confuse him with someone's aunt, especially since he wears a purse. After this, if you watch the epilogue, he's looking fantastic. He's like a supermodel. The haircut, he's got the Abner Mars hair with the fucking part. He's wearing the glasses. The Ray-Bans look excellent on him. He's slimmed down to 180 for the weigh-in. He's pounding his chest. He defended his belt. He's 2-0, and he's unifying. I mean, big things happen over here on TBV. We got another fight. You guys want to bring in the world on this second fight?
We're talking about Chris El Natural.
Huh?
Yes, that fight. Yes.
Okay. Yes, Chris El Natural Garcia.
Wait a minute. Enrique, he said this is a go.
Yes, Enrique said it's a go.
I wasn't aware that these were signed. I'm excited just like everybody else. Okay. Man. All right, so it looks like Enrique, a casual fan, has decided on taking on the challenge of...
Wait a minute. Breaking news. Aaron Cantu is on the line. Is he going to confirm live on air that he indeed wants his rematch and he indeed will travel to take and receive his rematch? The home of Border Wars 3 is in Florida. Aaron, you are on the line and you are on the spot. Do you indeed want that rematch?
Hell yeah, I want the rematch. I think I showed enough in the first fight to warrant a rematch. Obviously, the conditioning wasn't there for me, but I think I showed enough skills to, you know, warrant a rematch. And let me just say that Border Wars was probably one of the dopest events that I've been a part of in my life, doing any type of sports. So a big shout out to the Boxing Voice and Ness and Matt and the whole crew, Doomsday, for putting that thing together, man. It was like a storybook event, man. I had such a great time.
We're trying to solidify things a little earlier this time around. We want to get this event, you know, going sooner and try to have it a little better. We're thinking of uniforms and all. So if you do happen to come, you know, you'll be bulked in with Team California and you guys will have your California colors, whatever the captain decides, I guess.
Yeah, definitely, Ness. And I think at some point, too, you got to host Border Wars in Jersey, man. I think people wouldn't mind going and checking it out over there on that side of town. That'd be cool. You can have like a Jersey Border Wars too, man, in your backyard.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, Dr. Mofongo is waiting for that. And believe me, it will. You know, July is probably the best time. Bring it to New Jersey when the weather's its best. But we will see. So now, Aaron, you're saying you want the rematch, but you got to understand it's in Florida. Are you willing to travel for this rematch?
Most definitely, I'm willing to travel. I know Marvin is the A side now, so he does have a little bit of pull whether he wants to rematch or he wants to pick a cherry. That's totally fine. You're in that position.
I love it, Aaron.
But if he wants to rematch, I'm ready for it, man. I'm willing to travel to his hometown or wherever the next one's at, because I want to get that back, man. And yeah, so I'm willing to travel, man. I'm willing to get that back.
Now, listen, I know that you don't talk for Hazel, but you did bring in a new Border Wars participant. And like you, I want to give him a rematch. But is he willing to travel with you? I mean, that'll help things in travel, right? You guys are able to travel together. Or is he too busy? I know he's got a bunch of businesses with the dogs and everything.
Yeah, he's a busy dude, man, and it kind of worked out perfectly that you guys fought. But I could find a way so we can get out for a rematch. I think your guys' first fight was too good not to have a rematch, especially in a bigger ring where you're able to move and show some more skills. That's going to be a tough test for him, being that the ring at Capatillo was a smaller ring, kind of fitted into his hands, being that he likes to cut off the ring and come forward.
How much did that affect you, Cantu? How much did that affect your game plan, if any, the size of the ring? Because, I mean, we've seen you come into the fight, you know, smooth, you had, you know, you had good bounce on your feet, and you know, you were throwing a solid jab. You were using the distance. Maybe the ring might have changed your plan up a bit, or maybe surprised you.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one thing that I had in the back of my mind. If we were going to go to the Capitol, you know, UFC didn't work out. That gym didn't work out. I knew that once we were going to go to the Capitol's, that the rings were going to be smaller. So either way, it wasn't going to play in my hands, but you know, you have to find a way to win.
And yeah, but you know what?
To win the fight. But I do agree.
I've watched your fight a few times, bro. You did better in that ring. Now, I don't know if it's because you used that ring before and you were familiar with it, but you did well using the ring and using your size. Like sometimes you would change levels just by bending your legs and kind of giving him a little bit of you know, hip movement and doing it laterally, and that would kind of make him wait. But dude, it was just your condition. And after that first round, you were completely gassed out. You wanted to take off your mask. I mean,
for real.
You know, I don't know what would happen in a rematch. Like if you actually trained, what would happen? Because again, you know, when you were on it, your jab was landing. It was a good matchup for sure. It was a damn good scrap.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens in the next fight. I think I'll do exponentially better. I just want to give a shout out to my boy Hazel. His father just passed away, man, and he had that lingering going into the fight, man. So that's a big ups to you, Ness, for taking that fight and fending off that young cat, man. So if you guys ever see him on Instagram, just give him some condolences, man. He just lost his father and stuff. I want to say like a week and a half after the fight, man. So, but he's doing good, man. He's in good spirits. Just want to say, Hazel, I love you, man, and hope everything's cool.
Yeah, let him know that. He sends their condolences out and sends their prayers and good vibes out to Hazel and his family, man. That's always a tough thing to lose a father.
Yeah, man, definitely, brother. Let him know that our love is definitely with him, man. And
always.
He was a stand-up guy. Thank you for calling in, Aaron. Well, there you have it. He issued off a challenge to Marvin. Let's see if that is enough to entice Marvin to the Sunshine State, Doomy.
I was actually still curious before, you know, Cantu got off the line. I wanted to ask him if the rematch, because Marvin being the A side now, if Marvin doesn't decide to take the rematch, is he still wanting to participate and looking for an opponent? You know, that was my question.
Matt, text him on the bat line. See if you can get that answered. We got a few comments. We got Marvel Boxing saying he's 22. He's fights at 125. And I think he's looking to join Border Wars, but he is an amateur and he does have 10 fights. Marlo, you're more than welcome to join, but we would have to screen you properly and make sure we can find you the right opposition. We do not want any sort of mismatches. Not that, you know, we haven't had some already. So what else do we got? Let's go back to the fights that we have signed. Like we said, we have the Chris El Natural fight signed already.
So, yeah, Enrique fighting El Natural is, like I said, I'm just knowing about the sign.
That's a good fight for Enrique. I don't know who in his camp or his team decided to make that fight for Enrique.
No, you know what? This is, Matt.
This is good for him.
This is good for Enrique, man. I think Enrique and Chris match up. They're going to bring the best out of each other, man.
Definitely a great fight. But I definitely think Chris is a tough guy to go out there against. He's no tuna.
You're writing Enrique off. That's what you're basically saying. You're right.
I kind of felt that.
A guy coming. Hey, hold on. Let me finish. Usually speaking, a guy coming off two losses in a row gets a tune-up. Chris is not a tune-up.
He's coming off a win.
No, you heard Keith Thurman. You heard Keith Thurman. Jesse Vargas ain't a tune-up for you, but he a tune-up for Jesse Vargas.
And you think Chris El Natural is a tune-up for Enrique? You think that?
Yo, Enrique, in Enrique's mind, and Matt, this is what you're not getting. In his mind.
Yeah, but his mind.
Yeah, but in his mind, he's coming off a knockout win.
That's great.
Yo, you heard him when he accepted the fight. He said, I saw his fight and he saw what I did to Jose and his captain quit. Like he knows. And let me tell you, Enrique gets better sparring with taller guys than he do with, you know, guys that wear purses and fucking bounce laterally. You know what I'm saying? But
Chris bounces laterally. Chris is a mover, man. Chris
is not a fucking Jose. Stop it with that. He's not Jose.
Yeah, but you know what? But he can do that good enough, and he hits harder. That's the thing. He can hit harder than Jose.
We'll see. That's a good fight. That's a good fight.
It's a tough fight for Enrique. I don't think it's not a unwinnable fight for Enrique, but it's a tough one. I'll put it that way. Definitely a tough one.
Well, speaking of tough fights, you're fighting. You're back after two straight losses. Speaking of tune-ups, you're taking on Shandu, who's also coming off a loss and a season layoff.
Yes.
He was in Border Wars 1. He took an entire season off.
I got to admit it. Matt, you've been a lot more active, man. You know.
Really?
I got to give you your credit.
No shit.
you're you know what I'm saying? You're showing a lot of heart. You're back to back. You took your losses, but you're moving forward.
Okay, I'm Meek Mill.
He's like a cat. He's got 9 lives. He's only
been talk about the drummer boy art of bouncing back. Yeah, you fucking cat. You know, I gotta give credit when credit is due. But
funniest thing is he's trying to fucking finagle a rematch somehow for a title shot. It's like, Matt, get the fuck
out. Time out, Ness. I'm gonna get you with this, okay? I'm gonna get you with this. You are on the record now with saying that Cantu can get a rematch. And I think he lost more convincingly than I did. Now you're on the record for saying that Hazel can get a rematch. Interesting. And he's getting a rematch off a loss for a title when there was no rematch clause in the contract.
Your loss was not close, man. Stop playing.
That's the only thing.
My loss was not close. Yes, exactly.
But, yo, I don't understand how you... and like I'm not trying to get at you, but... I don't understand how you want to turn around. You wanted to turn around and get a rematch in the first place because you look like you wanted to get a Warren Part 3 before this fight was even signed. But
what?
I'm just saying like you wanted to get a rematch with Warren before you signed the Shandu fight, right?
Yes. I thought Warren didn't want it, so I was like, okay, move on.
So what? Warren didn't warrant you the rematch?
At first, he said no.
Ah, he played the A side.
So I'll take the rematch. I want my shot at my belt.
And what do you feel? How you feel about Shandu as an opponent? I mean,
look, I'm not going to talk too much on Shandu. I love Shandu. He's family to me.
We're not talking shit. We're talking strictly boxing.
Look, the guy's coming off a year long layoff.
Strictly boxing.
You know what I mean? Was knocked out in his last fight. I've never been dropped.
Well, he wasn't knocked out. He was
the smallest opponent I would have faced to date.
Shandu? Who physically?
Shandu walked around 131, 132, man. Come on. I fought bigger guys in my last two fights. I fought eight weight classes above my natural weight class in my first fight. You know, so like this is nothing new. Like
same with Georgie Porgy was talking about last night. So what? You're weight bullying in this fight?
I have been weight bullied in the past. Now
you have. You stepped up. I can't even say you have a face size.
That's the thing. Like if there's no one else for Warren and he wants to be in part of Border Wars 3, I'll step up if no one wants to take that shot. Because it seems like no one wants to take that shot, and somebody needs to take a shot at that belt. So I'll do it. I'm the fucking McGregor in this shit. I'm the Broner of this shit.
Oh, my star
power is enough that I can get towel shots whenever I want, man.
He went MCR on us right now. Hey, but speaking about belts, right? Jose was a title holder, right? He still is a title holder.
He was, of course.
And, you know, his matchup was pretty fucking crazy. And now he's
to the mic, Doomy.
And now he's looking up for matches, right? Whoa. He's Jose's a title holder, and you know he even though he had a crazy matchup, he got DQ'd. I mean,
Jose has a fight already. Remember that it's Eric Cruz.
So, what does Jose do if he manages to get by Eric Cruz? And do you think that he might get by Eric Cruz? Because not too many people are giving him a chance, being though Eric is a big ass puncher.
I'll put this way, I will stop counting out Jose in fights. He has some natural talent, and I think he has some natural pop as well. Look, he has already laid out what he wants next. His next three fights. It's Eric Cruz, then Anthony, Queen City Cobra, who's on the line. We're going to get to Anthony, don't worry. And then me for the super fight. And the best way to get that super fight is to go beat his, his little hooker, his little Filipino hooker, get that belt back. And then we can really make it a super fight and really unify these belts. And I'll go up a weight class again and prove that I am really the best at TBV promotions.
So cool. You know, being though these fights are the first three top fights to be signed, you know, we don't know how the card's going to be constructed yet. You know, still more people to sign up. Do we get the full card? But are any of these a candidate for a main event, Ness?
Jose and Eric Cruz is the main event, I would say.
Yeah, Jose and Eric Cruz, right?
That's unification, right?
Yeah, that's unification. That has
unification of the undefeated. That fight is gonna erase Jose's controversial wins and, you know, all the DQs, etc. Because it looks good on paper. The two belts look good on an image. The undefeated records look good on the fight card and the bout sheet. You know, it's slowly fixing his perception. I heard Matt in the background trying to.
Yes, Matt, you want to get your jokes off? Come on.
Matt! I just don't get how you're trying to get a rematch. Like,
I don't get how Aaron Cantu and Hazel are trying to get a rematch. And you're allowing that. And you're allowing that. And you're okay. You're totally okay with that, but not me.
Doggy, Aaron actually landed shots.
And I didn't?
No, make a highlight reel. Make us believe you. We're going to go to Anthony Cincinnati, the Queen City Cobra, one of the fighters of the night in what is going down as the fight of the night. It's rumored he's moving from 180 to 165, looking for an opponent. And Matt, we're talking to winners right now. What's going on, Queen City Cobra?
What's happening, man? You hear me all right?
Yeah, we got
sir, brother. I mean, you're going down for fight of the night, rookie of the year. So many awards you could be given when it's all said and done, brother. I mean, you joined Border Wars on season two, and no one expected. We didn't know what to get, and what we got was a sharp dressed, flashy, explosive Cobra.
That's right, man. That's right. It was a really good experience, man. I was real happy I did that, man. If anybody questioning that, hey, do it. Watch it. I mean, just watching the epilogue, man. I my part hasn't even came up, and it's just bringing back all the emotions and all the energy I had leading up to the fight, man. And shout out to Mickey Caparelli. That shit is dope. But, yeah, you know, towards the end, I was thinking about retirement, man, but... But I think I'm ready to do it again, man. I'm ready to do it again. I ain't retiring. I'm back at Border Wars 3, and I'm ready to take a fight.
Now, I mean, with such a explosive fight, there was no title on the line, but I think that the public, you know, deemed that a Thurman, Sean Porter type of performance where, you know, I don't think you would get the criticism of a Matt if Matt were to take a tune-up. Now, are you looking for a, you know, a fun-in-the-sun sort of tune-up, or are you looking to give Eric Garcia the rematch? Because he was in the Border Wars chat today saying that it looks like neither one of you can get a fight, so you might as well fight each other.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, I'll fight him again. I'd rather not. I'd rather get some new blood, you know, get a little work in. Maybe a tune-up. Maybe not a tune-up, but I definitely like to get somebody different before I go for my title shot. Or I go get the WBA title. You know how WBA is. They just make somebody the fucking champ. I'll be the WBA champ. Somebody that comes to me.
That is true. I mean, we don't have a WBA champ. He can't come all the way from Japan or some shit the way that Toyota Corolla came, Ryota Marotta, right, Matt?
Sure. That was close enough.
I mean, you know what? That's something to think about, Anthony. There is a title. You know, these damn sanctioning bodies finding a way to get involved, man. There's no WBA, but all of a sudden they're looking to make Anthony the champion already. But listen, I wouldn't complain.
I'm about to be super champ.
They're going to elevate you based off the fight. Listen, it would be no different than what they did to Doritos and fucking Gassiev last week, bro. They elevated Doritos just so they could put it on the line. So listen, if you and the WBA work something out, Border Wars and TBV would be proud to have you and call you their own WBA champion, man. Let us know what it is that your schedule permits.
I got a guy. I got another my dude that came with me. He said he might join.
Who the older
fight for somebody else around that weight?
The older guy? Your coach?
Yeah, the one guy that came with me. Yeah, he said he. No, not my coach. He's just one of my. He's one of my buddies. He's one of my sparring partners. But yeah, he said he would be interested. I think he about 185, 190 or something like that.
Uh oh, Doomy Doomsday. They're calling your weight. Listen, Anthony, thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and move on. Listen, we got Cruz sign and Jose, big fight, big business there. You know, you want big fight, you want big drama show, you call Jose. Jose has been giving you drama show from the very beginning, okay? Jose needs to be respected, first of all, and Team Canada. I am not accepting any, no longer, Matt, can you take cheap shots at Canada? They, like Team Texas, travel. They put it in.
Yeah, of course.
Their team continues to grow. Both Texas and Canada continue to build, you know?
To be fair, I give so much love to the Gomez brothers. Let's be fair. Come on.
Oh, shot.
That's not a shot. That's always the stitch.
You better watch out, man. You never know if they got a younger brother that
that's
is.
That's not a shot. Hold on. That's not a shot. That's a shot at Enrique. That's not a shot at the Garcia brothers.
Matt, they're asking you, can you cut down to 115 and meet the Chocolatico of TBV?
No, I can't. 126. I can cut down to 126, probably.
126. Matt going to have to never drink an iced coffee again. Listen, this is Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. Don't forget, registration is open. Border Wars, Independence Day Massacre is what I want to call it. But looks like Doomsday wants to call it like roses are red, violets are blue.
Nah, we're gonna go with the you know, fireworks, man. Fireworks. It's gonna be fire Border Wars.
Fireworks.
Yeah, man. We're gonna go with that theme. We're gonna call it some something along the lines.
Yo,
yeah.
The best fight poster for this Border Wars has been Cruz and the one that Rob made with Cruz and Jose. I feel jealous that I don't have something like that with me. Damn. That looks super duper official. Shout out to Robbie Hearn, who cannot make it to Border Wars 3 again. By the time he comes, we're going to all knock him out. He ain't going to get a fair fight. We're just going to jump him. But yeah, man, you guys got any social networks you want to give out?
Hear me?
Yeah, you can definitely catch me on Instagram at Alex_Doomsday_Linez. That's LAINEZ. And you could check out my new YouTube channel, Doomsday Chronicles. Bring you guys content steadily. Just started the channel and bringing you a diverse of things. And you can catch me on Twitter, AlexLinezTBV. And Facebook, Alexander Linez.
I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, go to patreon.com/theboxingwars to help support the channel and get hours and hours and hours of extra boxing content. Plus, go to amcutterpair.com. Use the promo code TheBoxingVoice if you want to fix your credit and get your life right. Satisfaction 100% guaranteed or your money back. Peace.
Peace.